Blessed be the name of the Lord. Greetings to you all, my brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord for today. Let's all turn our scriptures to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Praise the Lord. Our Lord, our God, we thank you, Lord, the only true light in our life. Lord, as we commit this sharing, the daily devotion series for this week, we pray that you arise in the midst of us, in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, that we live a life that is worthy of thy calling, for you called all of us into thy marvelous light, the Lord who dwells in that unapproachable light. Help us, Lord, that we receive the bread of life and drink into the Spirit to stand up and to walk, to arise and to do what is thy will, what is pleasing to thy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name I pray it. Amen and amen. God bless you all, my dear friends in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God. I bless the name of the Lord for all of you. And I thank the Lord for this blessing in my life to share the words of life for this week in the daily devotion. And I thank Brother Andrew Feary and all the ministers of God, Brother Jesse Nizima, and all the wonderful blessings that we all receive from this initiative. We thank the Lord. All glory and honor unto the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. By God's grace, my heart is moved to share the word on the topic, Arise. Arise, it's time, and the Lord is watching all of us. The Lord is expecting something from every one of us according to what is given to us. There must be a change of state from one state to another. A glorious change is expected from glorious Jesus Christ. For he has given us his glory, and it's time for all of us to reflect, to examine, to content our life in the Word of God and understand the will of God and to listen to the voice of God and see in spirit what the Lord wants us to do. May the Lord bless us that we all arise from a state of yesterday and we march forward to the state of a new day, for every day has been given to us by our Savior, our Redeemer, for us to arise and do something for him in his will by the leading of his Spirit. Book of Ephesians opens the series by asking us, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. By God's grace, the Lord put beautiful thoughts in my heart to approach this topic from different perspectives in the Old Testament and as well as in the New Testament. Let's all turn our scriptures to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. When Jesus Christ, he went to the wilderness for 40 days for fasting and prayers, he was also tempted by the enemy. But after he ended the 40 days of wilderness, he returned to Galilee by the Spirit of God, with the power of the Spirit, and he went and taught in the synagogues, glorified by all. Then he came to Nazareth. Amen. And I want here verse 16 to minister unto us in the word of the Lord. Verse 16 says, when Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. So this is where the Lord blessed my heart to start my meditation in the word stood up. Why Jesus stood up and what happens whenever Jesus stood up and what is the reason why Jesus stood up and why he sat down. So my heart was stirred up with this beautiful thought of why Jesus was standing at some important time when things are crucial, and he always stand up and sit down and he get things done while he was standing. A beautiful example is when Stephen was stoned to death, he saw Jesus Christ was standing. And here, after the temptation, the wilderness, 40 days of fasting over, when he entered the synagogue, he stood up for to read, which means he was sitting before, he was resting before he decided to stand. Do you hear me? He was resting, he was sitting, then he stood up to read. He is going to read. The moment he stood up, verse 17 says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. So when Jesus stood up, when he changed his state from sitting to standing, there was something delivered into his hand. The book of Isaiah by the prophet Isaiah. And the moment he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. So he was not searching. He was not premeditating. He opened the book. It was there. When he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. So he found it. Every time the Lord opens our heart, opens our mind, for we are the part of the word, and he find him, and we find him, he find us. So there is a beautiful communication, establishment of relationship when we see Christ in his word, when Christ see us in the word, for we are the part of the word. When Jesus Christ found the place where it was written, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, who are not rich in the word of the Lord, the heavenly riches. So he anointed every one of us to preach the gospel of peace to those who have not heard it. And he had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, the comforter, the divine healer, the breaker of chains, the mighty deliverer who has never lost a battle. He dwells in us in the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he has sent all of us to do his work, to be those who share the great physician, the divine healer to one another, and to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to see Jesus Christ, to see him, the one true light, and to set at liberty the damned that are bruised. For the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. So we are called to set people free to receive the presence of the Lord, where they can rejoice and dance and celebrate in liberty of God, that are bruised, for we are healed by his stripes and wounds. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We all know the importance of a day, and that goes all the way to the importance of the acceptable year of the Lord. Let's always remember that we are all sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So after Jesus spoke these words, verse 20 was the beautiful assurance that came to my heart that what is the deeper reflection of the word arise? Because let's look at this verse 20. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. So verse 16 says Jesus stood up. Verse 20 says Jesus sat down. So in between, the Lord opened the book of prophet Isaiah. He read the word and he gave it to the minister and he sat down. Then everybody were looking at him. After that, verse 21, he says, he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So my precious dear brethren, Jesus Christ came from the 40 days of fasting from the wilderness. He was sitting in the synagogue. Then he stood up. When the moment he stood up, there was the book of prophet Isaiah given to him, was delivered unto his hand. He opened it. He found the place what must be read. And he read while he was standing. After he read the book, then he sat down. When he sat down, everybody were looking at him. They were fastened on him. After that, he spoke the word, this day is a scripture fulfilled in your ears. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. Let's all go to Old Testament. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. So here, Solomon, he is about to bless the people of Israel. And in chapter 8, we focus on the ark brought from the city of David. And Solomon gives a speech and he prayed to God. And he reminds people that we must hearken unto God and his voice. And he preached about the inheritance of God. Then in verse 54, it says, and it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose. Hallelujah. He arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The king who received the wisdom from God, he was kneeling before the altar. His hands were lifted up towards heaven, spread up. And he did not arise. He did not stand up until he finished praying, until he finished the supplications unto the Lord. He was steadfast. He was immovable. He was focusing on what needs to be done. And he did not get up until it was done. How beautiful it is. Jesus Christ, the true wisdom that we all received, for the knowledge of holy is understanding and the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Jesus Christ, the true wisdom, the word of God in our lives. So King Solomon, who received the wisdom, he was kneeling down, lifted his hands spread up to heaven. He finished the prayers, uttered all the words from the abundance of his heart. Only then he arose. So Jesus Christ, he arose, read everything. He sat down. He went into the state of being rest. Then he spoke the words in assurance that the scripture is fulfilled. And Solomon was kneeling down praying. Then he arose after finished praying. And verse 55 says, and he stood, hallelujah, and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice in assurance, in absolute confidence. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people, Israel, according to all that he promised, that hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. The Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us. So Solomon is assuring people, but he's speaking in full of faith by telling not one word of all his good promise hath failed. Never, ever. So Solomon, he stood up and he spoke these words. Amen. So by God's grace, we will start the series from here. There is something that happens whenever the servants of God stood up from a particular state of being at rest or sitting or sleeping. There was a change, there was a call, there was a task that was done in that time before they went to rest again. From all the way to Old Testament, to the book of Acts, to the New Testament. May the Lord guide us and lead us throughout this week to go through this beautiful journey of arise from different perspectives. For God has created us in soul, spirit, body as a whole. And this blessed thought, may the Lord help us that we receive the lesson and the blessing as a whole from all the perspectives. Amen. Let's read book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. Book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. So the prophet here, he says, verse 1, chapter 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hallelujah. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkens the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. His glory shall be seen upon thee, because the Lord shall arise upon thee. When we yield, when we understand what needs to be done, the Lord will arise upon us. May the Lord help us, teach us in his word in this week. When Jesus Christ yielded up the Holy Ghost, the scripture says, the graves are opened, amen, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Arose. Book of Ephesians calling all of us, those who are sleeping, awake, for the time has come. For the Lord has shined his light upon us. We thank the Lord for everything. I pray the Lord guide us, that we will travel with him the next 4 days in this topic and learn from Solomon, Jonathan, all the servants of God, Elijah, how the Lord was working with them and working in them. May the Lord guide us. And I bless the name of the Lord for all of you. Have a blessed day, my dear brothers and sisters. We shall meet again tomorrow. God bless you all. Amen.